Hey y'all, welcome back to Laura's Lounge. I love that you're here. Thank you so much for hanging out with me. If you're new here, hi, I'm Laura. I'm an introverted ADHD recovering mommy blogger. And in this podcast series, I talk a little bit about whatever I want, but I mainly focus on mental health, parenthood, and self-improvement, and how I draw from the wisdom of stoicism to cultivate inner peace and embrace personal growth. I want to always be striving to be my best self. Today's topic is about the power of positive thinking and how we can embrace positivity without falling into the trap of toxic positivity, because they're two completely different things. Toxic positivity is the harmful belief that positive thinking is the only way to cope with life's challenges, and anything less is weakness. And it can lead to invalidating people's genuine feelings and experiences, and ultimately be detrimental to mental health, which is not cool. But let's be real, life can be tough, and no amount of positive affirmations can fix that. Phrases like, just think positive thoughts and everything happens for a reason, and just smile and the world smiles back, they're just not helpful. At all, because they oversimplify the complexities of human emotions and they dismiss the legit struggles that people may be facing. Life's challenges can't always be overcome solely through positive thinking. And while maintaining a positive mindset can certainly be beneficial, we still have to acknowledge and validate the full range of our emotions, including our sadness, anger, and frustration. By suppressing or denying these emotions in favor of unwavering positivity, we neglect the opportunity for growth and for healing and like genuine self-reflection. Telling someone to just think positively can inadvertently invalidate their experiences and create a sense of guilt or shame for them for not being able to meet these unrealistic expectations. Instead of resorting to toxic positivity, we should strive for a balanced approach that incorporates both positive thinking and realistic acceptance of life's challenges. It's okay to experience a range of emotions and allowing ourselves to process those emotions in a healthy way. Building resilience and inner strength comes from embracing our struggles, not by sweeping everything under the rug and trying to pretend everything's perfect and polished and peachy all the time, ignoring our pain and trauma. That's not going to get you very far. And while positivity can be a valuable mindset, it should never be used as like a shield to mask or dismiss genuine emotions. There's a way to embrace positive thinking without being toxic about it. Let's talk a little bit about where the idea of positive thinking comes from. Positive thinking has been around for centuries and it has roots in various philosophies like Stoicism, which y'all hear me talk about often on this show because it's my favorite. Stoicism is this incredible philosophy that empowers us to concentrate solely on what is within our control and release the rest. Think about how much time and energy we actually waste worrying about the what ifs and the would have, could have, should haves in our lives when instead we could be grabbing control of our lives by focusing only on the things we can control in them and sculpting a life that we love that we don't feel the need to have to escape from. You actually do have this ability. You hold all of this power. You just may not know it yet. This powerful mindset has been utilized by some of the greatest minds in history to achieve success beyond measure. It's a reminder that we hold the power to determine our destiny and overcome any obstacle that comes our way. Marcus Aurelius, who's like one of my favorite people ever, historical figures, he wrote in his Meditations, "If you're pained by an external thing, it is not this thing that disturbs you, but your own judgments about it. And it's your power to wipe out this judgment now." So what Marcus Aurelius is saying here is that our perception and interpretation of external events is what causes us to feel emotional pain. It's not the actual events themselves, but our judgments about those events, if that makes sense. In other words, it's not the situation itself that is causing us to feel upset or distressed, but rather our thoughts and beliefs about the situation. And that's something we can control. That is something we can change. And that is powerful as hell. Here's an example of what I mean. Imagine you receive news that you didn't get that job you wanted, that you applied for. The external event here is the rejection itself. However, it's not the rejection that directly causes your emotional pain. It's your judgment about that rejection. If you interpret the rejection as a personal failure or as a reflection of your self-worth, you may feel deeply upset, inadequate, or discouraged. But on the other hand, if you reframe your judgment and you see the rejection as an opportunity to learn and grow, viewing it as a stepping stone towards a better opportunity, your emotional response may shift towards resilience, determination, and self-improvement. It is in the power of your judgments to either amplify or alleviate the emotional distress, your emotional distress in these situations. I'm not saying that you should never feel sad or ever have negative emotions. I'm saying that you have the power to choose how you will look at any given situation and how you will react to it. Allowing yourself to feel the sadness and disappointment is an essential part of the process, too. It's perfectly okay to acknowledge your emotions and honor the time that it takes to grieve the loss of an opportunity. However, it's equally as important not to remain stuck in that hurt and sadness indefinitely. You have the power to not get lost in that mental place if through discipline, you train yourself over time to think differently until it becomes just a part of you. And until it becomes second nature. By recognizing the power of your judgment and understanding that this rejection is not a definitive reflection of your capabilities, you can choose to reframe the situation. Like I was saying before, see it as a stepping stone towards personal growth and a catalyst for self-improvement. You know, I didn't get this job. Well, that sucks. What could I have done better? What am I going to do next time? I'm going to kick butt on my next interview. I'm not going to wallow in my pain. I'm not going to feel sorry for myself. I'm going to learn from this. I'm going to move forward with a positive mindset and create something else for my life. I have that power within me. You can embrace the valuable lessons and insight that experiences like this have to offer. You can use it as motivation to refine your skills and broaden your network and uncover new opportunities that align with your aspirations. With lots of inner work, you can eventually get to the point where this is your default mindset. I seriously mean it, because you get to where you've trained your brain to see the world in transformative ways. You can completely change your perspective on life. Toxic positivity just gets it all wrong, because having negative emotions is not inherently bad or wrong. It's normal, and it's an essential aspect of our emotional landscape. Negative emotions provide super valuable insights, like highlighting areas that may need attention or growth. However, cultivating a positive mindset allows us to approach challenging times with resilience, optimism, and a proactive attitude, which enables us to find solutions and maintain our well-being throughout the journey. I'll have to do a full episode on one day soon on how finding and studying the Stoic philosophy absolutely changed my life after I unexpectedly lost my mama, like soon after I turned 30. I fell into a dark pit of despair, and I was just like overwhelmed with such pain and disassociation, all these things I had never experienced before. It was really scary and hard. But by religiously reading the words of these great Stoics and regularly practicing their philosophy, it taught me to embrace the present moment and find strength even in adversity, and to nurture inner peace even, you know, amidst life's storms. Because it's easy to be happy when everything's going good in your life. You know, it's easy to be positive when everything's great. But when you can learn to have a positive mindset, even in the darkest of times, that is where you find true power. That's where you start discovering self-mastery and completely changing who you are. If that's what you want to do, you can do it, because you hold all the power. Seriously, through Stoicism, with the loving support of my incredible family, my husband, my boys, my best friends, I mean, I discovered the power within me to rise above my dark circumstances and create a life filled with purpose, gratitude, and determination. The wisdom of these Stoics ignited a fire within my soul, transforming my pain into growth and inspiring me to share this profound philosophy with others so they could find strength and meaning in the face of their life's challenges. I feel like it's one of those, I want to scream it from the rooftop things because it helped me so much with my healing. And it did wonders on my heart and my soul. I'm like, I feel like I'm gonna start crying, but really I get emotional, but just completely changed my perspective on life. And it makes me want to be better every day. All right, before I get all emotional, I'm going to go back to talking about how it's not external events that upset us, but rather our judgments about those things. Here's another example of the importance of recognizing the influence of our judgments and regaining control over our emotional responses. Imagine you're scrolling through your social media feeds, coming across someone's picture-perfect vacation photos or incredible wall of achievements, and you're feeling some type of way. The external event is the content that you see on social media. However, it's not the content itself that directly disturbs you. It's your judgment about the content. If you compare yourself unfavorably, feeling envious, inadequate, or discontented due to perceived shortcomings or unmet expectations, that's on you. You know, I'm not trying to be mean, but like by thinking this way and training your brain to believe these things, you may experience emotional discomfort. But if you consciously choose to shift your judgments and view these posts as curated highlight reels rather than a comprehensive representation of someone's actual life, you can cultivate gratitude for your own unique journey and find contentment in the present moment. By recognizing the influence of your judgments, you regain control over your emotional responses and can navigate social media with a healthier perspective. These examples highlight how our interpretations and judgments shape our emotional experiences. It isn't about pretending everything is perfect and that, you know, that nothing bothers you. It's about acknowledging the ups and downs of life and learning to navigate them with a positive mindset. It's about actively looking for the silver linings in every situation. And it's about focusing on solutions rather than dwelling on problems and sitting in the hurt and letting it consume you. It's about embracing your emotions and understanding that it's okay to feel and express them authentically. Cultivating inner peace and resilience is a journey, and it starts with being kind to yourself and choosing thoughts that empower you and uplift you. And if I haven't already mentioned it, talking smack to and about yourself is never going to get you where you want to go in life. You have to stop hating on yourself. You have to speak love into yourself. You have to be positive with yourself because that's going to set you up for success. That's where you have to start. That's where it all starts. You have to go inward. And that's scary for a lot of people. A lot of us, we don't want to look in the mirror. We don't want to face the truths. We don't want to do the inner work, but I promise you it's worth it. You have to understand that speaking negatively about yourself or engaging in self-depreciating behavior won't lead you towards your desired destination in life. It just won't. Self-love is legit. It's where inner healing begins. Embracing the power of positive thinking doesn't mean denying or suppressing negative emotions. It's about understanding that positive thinking can coexist with the full range of our emotions. It can coexist because it acknowledges that all emotions are a natural part of being human. Positive thinking can inspire us to maintain hope for a better future. It's so important to be able to remain hopeful, especially when life's really hard. But it's important to remember that positivity isn't a cure-all solution either. It's a tool that can be complemented by self-reflection, emotional intelligence, and a willingness to confront life's difficulties head on. Studying Stoicism for me started off as a way to help me deal with profound grief, but it quickly turned into a self-improvement journey that I will be on for the rest of my life. It really opened my eyes to my inner problems, bad habits. It basically shook me awake and taught me to go inward and focus on my own character and virtues. And I realized that true growth and fulfillment come from within. Stoicism provided me with a roadmap to navigate the complexities of my mind and emotions. It taught me to prioritize self-reflection. It encourages me to take ownership of my actions and responses and to constantly strive for personal excellence. this journey of self-discovery and self-mastery is an ongoing process, and it's one that I'm committed to exploring and practicing for the rest of my life. One way to cultivate positivity in your life is by practicing gratitude. And when we focus on things that we're grateful for, it shifts our perspectives and it brings attention to the positive aspects of our lives. It doesn't mean we ignore the negative. It just means we redirect our energy towards appreciation and acknowledgement. Practicing gratitude allows us to build a mindset of abundance and contentment, reminding us that even in challenging times, there are still blessings to be found. By actively seeking out moments of gratitude, we create a ripple effect of positivity and attract more reasons to be grateful. Embracing our gratitude is not about denying or minimizing our struggles, but rather about finding strength and resilience and acknowledging the goodness that exists alongside them. We can choose what emotions we give our energy to. We really can. It just takes time and practice to get there. Another powerful way to embrace positivity is through self-care. And I'm not just talking bubble baths and chocolate cake, although those are fabulous options that I will take anytime. I mean true self-care. Taking care of your physical, mental, and emotional well-being can significantly impact your outlook on life. Engaging in activities that bring you joy, setting boundaries to protect your energy, and surrounding yourself with positive influences can all contribute to a more optimistic mindset. If you're forever surrounding yourself with toxic, negative people, doing things you don't want to be doing, neglecting your own needs and feelings, it becomes challenging to maintain a positive mindset. It's important to prioritize self-care as a means of nourishing your soul and replenishing your energy. And this may involve engaging in hobbies or activities that inspire you, practicing mindfulness or meditation, which I love, or seeking support from loved ones or professionals when needed. But by intentionally investing in your well-being and creating a nurturing environment, you empower yourself to navigate life's challenges with resilience and grace. You have to tune in, give yourself what you need. Remember that self-care isn't selfish. It's an essential foundation for personal growth and the ability to radiate positivity to others. I've learned so much about self-care and the importance of protecting my inner peace over the years. I stopped saying yes to things that I didn't want to do or didn't have time for. I stopped putting everyone else's needs above my own, not including my children, for they will forever come first in my life. But I stopped showing up for people who wouldn't show up for me. I learned how to set and keep boundaries. I learned to walk away from toxic people who brought nothing of substance to my life. I learned to be quiet and still and give myself all the time I need to recharge and reflect. I discovered the transformative power of honoring my own needs and valuing my well-being. And it wasn't easy at first, as societal pressures often urge us to prioritize others over ourselves. But I realized that by neglecting my own self-care, I was depleting my inner resources and compromising my ability to show up in life as the best version of myself. So I made a conscious decision to change my narrative. I started by saying no to obligations that didn't align with my values or bring me joy. I recognized that my time and my energy are precious commodities that deserve to be invested wisely. And by setting boundaries and prioritizing my own needs, I reclaimed control over my life and I created space for activities and relationships that truly uplifted me. I've learned that toxic relationships drain our energy and hinder our personal growth. By distancing myself from negativity and surrounding myself with positive influences, I created an environment conducive to my well-being. I sought out genuine connections and friendships that nourished my soul and reciprocated the support and love that I offered. In the stillness and quiet, I found solace and clarity. Taking time for myself, whether it's through meditation or journaling or simply enjoying moments of solitude, because alone time just may be my very favorite activity in life, it has become a non-negotiable part of my self-care routine. It is in these moments of reflection that I recharge, recalibrate, and gain perspective on my life's journey. I give myself permission to rest, to process my emotions, and to nurture my inner world. By honoring this need for stillness, I foster a deeper understanding of myself and find the strength to face life's challenges with resilience. Self-care for me is not just a buzzword or a passing trend. It's a daily commitment to myself, a testament to my worthiness, and a pathway to my inner peace. Through these practices, I've discovered that embracing self-care is not selfish. It's an act of self-love and a foundation for cultivating positivity in all areas of my life. And it's small decisions all day long that add up and slowly change the way that our brain works. Consistent little things can add up in such big ways, y'all. Like the way we think about everyday stuff. Like instead of, it's so early, why the F do I have to be awake right now? You know, we think things like, yes, I'm awake. I'm alive and healthy. Thank you, powers that be, for allowing me to wake up today and have another day of life. You know, or, oh my gosh, these kids won't get off of me and I am so annoyed. You can instead change your mindset to, I'm so blessed to have all these little people who love me so damn much. It won't be like this for long. I will miss all these tiny suffocating cuddles one day and wish for this moment back. So I'm going to soak this up and drink it in. Our mindsets shape our lives and determine our happiness. I can't say it enough. I'm going to try and wrap things up now because I could definitely talk about the subject for hours, but we all have things we need to get done. So in a world where pressure to be positive at all costs can feel suffocating, it's important for us to understand the difference between toxic positivity and a healthy positive mindset. Toxic positivity dismisses our genuine emotions, pushing us to deny our struggles and wear a mask of constant faux happiness. It hinders our growth, invalidates our experiences, and isolates us in our pain. On the other hand, a healthy, positive mindset, like that of the great Stoics, teaches us to acknowledge and accept our emotions while cultivating inner strength and resilience. It's about finding a balance between optimism and realism, allowing ourselves to feel a range of emotions and grow through adversity. In this journey towards a healthier mindset, gratitude and self-care play a pivotal role. Gratitude helps us appreciate the small joys and blessings in life, shifting our focuses from what we lack to what we have. There's so much beauty we have in our lives that we take for granted. We can learn to stop doing that. It fosters contentment. Self-care too is essential for nourishing our minds and bodies. It reminds us that it's okay to prioritize our well-being and set healthy boundaries. It's imperative to set healthy boundaries. And it empowers us to support others effectively. So loungers, let's break free from toxic positivity and embrace the power of having healthy, positive mindsets. Let's acknowledge and honor our emotions and seek genuine connections and support when we need it. Let's practice gratitude, find the joy in little things, and prioritize self-care. Remember that life is a beautiful blend of highs and lows, and it's embracing the full spectrum of emotions that we truly learn, grow, and inspire others. I can't thank y'all enough for joining me in the lounge today and for being such an important part of the ongoing conversation and being such an awesome part of our community. I would love to hear more from you in the comments below about your self-improvement journeys and all the hard inner work that you're doing or that you hope to start doing. Let's keep talking and inspiring each other. And until next time, loungers, let's make a great day and keep striving to be our best selves. Peace, y'all.